Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Connie Sertucci is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Connie is one cool lady, one of the smartest people I know, Executive Vice President, General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage North America. She's been our good friend for a long time now, a member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 5 years. And she's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Connie Sertucci, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Connie. You know, I love the theme of your ideas today, especially the top mistakes small business owners make about their taxes. And I was looking over your list here, and I'm pretty sure I've made all these at some point in time. And some of them I wind up making payments on because I messed up.
Too much money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let's talk about some, you know, taxes. First, we have to get this, the 800-pound gorilla or the 800-pound elephant out of the living room here, Connie. We hate them.
That's right.
It's not so much that we hate paying them, although that's not fun because it takes our precious capital. But we know the government has to have money to operate on for the services, so we get that. But the compliance is just killing us.
Right. Right.
And then when you got a small business, you don't have enough cash anyway.
Right.
And it's hard to segregate money and planning and everything. It's tough. That's your number one mistake, is not doing any planning.
It is. I mean, it absolutely is. I mean, what small business tend to do because you know, they're already working 18, 20 hours every day and on weekends just to keep their business afloat. And tax time is really just happens, you know, on April 1st or March 1st or whatever, when they take all their receipts and take all their information to their accountant, and there's no planning throughout the year. And that's really, really one of the top mistakes that ends up costing them money at the end of the day.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, at a minimum, planning that you can do is paying some bills, you know, depending on how your year has gone. If you've had a good year, pay some bills in advance from January. If you've had a tough year, maybe you want to hold on to the cash. But that's all part of the planning, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I think too, it's just you know, one of the things that we recommend to every small business owner is to, you know, not try to do this alone, and you know, sit down with their accountant early on, you know, obviously after April 15th, because we know they're all really busy right now.
Right.
But sit down with your accountant right after April 15th. Look at the past year. Look at, you know, maybe some of the mistakes you made in the prior year. Come up with a game plan for the current year. To your point, you know, pay your taxes quarterly like you need to be paying, you know, based on what, you know, what your income is.
Some people, when you get to certain levels, you pay them monthly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And just, you know, build that rigor.
I actually like the monthly thing more, because I tell you, the more money gets left in a small business, a checking account,
right,
the more dangerous it is to get out of there.
Oh, it is.
I mean, we went from quarterly to monthly, and even though you think, well, wow, that's a lot more often, and you know, all that, but I actually think it helped us.
I would completely agree, and it's just a good business practice. It's just, you know, small business is like a consumer. It's like, you know, it's like me. I mean, I think that's true in any case where if you've got that money sitting in a checking account or sitting in your business account, it's there to be used. So
on the filing thing, I don't know whether you guys agree with me or not, but I tell my audience, look, if you can get your taxes done in the time allowed, March 15th for corporate and April 15th for personal and mm-hmm. partnerships, et cetera, LLCs. If you can do that, great. But if it's going to cause you a lot of pain and anguish for whatever reason, you're too busy or whatever, file the extension and don't put that extra pressure on you. What do you think about that, Connie?
Oh, completely agree. I mean, the extension's there for a reason.
They're too easy, right? I mean, I remember when you had to get permission.
Oh, I know. Now, the one thing that everyone has to remember, though, with an extension is it doesn't relieve your obligation pay what you think
you owe
by April 15th. Mm-hmm. However, it does give you more time to make sure that you get the filing correct and that you ultimately, you know, minimize what your liability is.
Right. Well, and it just allows you to, I mean, some people, it's not good for some people, but some people it is. So just think about that. All right, what's next? What else should we focus on?
So, I mean, there are a few things. You know, one of the things that was really interesting to us is that, you know, many small businesses this year will pay more taxes than they should. And there's a survey that's out there, it's the Government Accountability Office survey, that said that S-Corps and partnerships would pay, on average, 31.6% to 29.4% respectively, compared to a corporate tax rate average of 12.6%. And that, quite frankly, is what really got us on this stage.
So what causes that?
Well, I think it gets back to a number of things that we talked about, the not planning. You know, it's an afterthought. It mm-hmm. happens when your year's done, you're in a rush, you got to meet this deadline. You go and you take your receipts and all of your information, your data files to your accountant, and at that point in time, it's too late. So I think the first thing to do is, as we talked about, get with an accountant early, sit down, come up with a plan, because there are deductions you could be entitled to throughout the year. There are actions that you could take this year that will minimize your liability. You know, that's one of the
including retirement plans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and there's one of the things that we talked about around the planning side of it is, you know, once you do complete the tax form, you know, one issue is around, you know, mistakes happen. We all know mm-hmm. we make mistakes, and these mistakes could ultimately end up in you not mitigating your liability or either getting kicked back. And so, now, there's actually a form out on the IRS website that you can go to that's a checklist for common errors. Hmm. And you can easily go through that form and double-check mm-hmm. your form before you file it just to make sure that it gets through the system.
Now, me, myself, Connie, and my audience probably, they've heard me say this before, I have an accountant to do my taxes because I would rather be poked in the eye with a sharp stick than to do my own taxes. And so as soon as I could humanly, I would eat bologna or nothing to have an account to do my taxes. We'll come back. We're going to talk about that with Connie Sertucci.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.